Welcome, my friends, to French Pod. Today we've got a free newbie lesson. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, remember you can go to FrenchPod.com and check out all the other levels besides newbie. We've got elementary all the way through advanced. And you can check them all out for free if you just sign up for a 7-day free trial. Now, my name is JP.
And my name is Amaury. Hi there.
Amaury, the name of our lesson today is It's Open.
Yeah, and I must say, it's kind of a mysterious name, you know, It's Open.
It's Open.
But what is open, Jim?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Why don't you tell us what the key word is, and maybe that'll give us a clue.
Facteur.
Facteur. Okay, that would be the mailman.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, It's Open, the mailman. I don't know yet. Why don't we listen to the dialogue 3 times and figure out what's going on?
Dialogue, first time.
Qui est là?
C'est le facteur.
Entrez, c'est ouvert.
Je vais revenir plus tard.
Dialogue, second time.
Qui est là?
C'est le facteur.
Entrez, c'est ouvert.
Je vais revenir plus tard.
Dialogue, third time.
Qui est là?
C'est le facteur.
Entrez, c'est ouvert.
Je vais revenir plus tard.
All right, we're back and we're going to start with the translation.
Qui est là?
Who's there?
Qui est là?
Who's there?
Qui est là? C'est le facteur.
It's the mailman.
C'est le facteur.
It's the mailman.
C'est le facteur. Entrez, c'est ouvert.
Enter, it's open.
Entrez, c'est ouvert.
Come on in, it's open.
Entrez, c'est ouvert. Je vais revenir plus tard.
I will come back later.
Je vais revenir plus tard.
I'll come back later.
Je vais revenir plus tard.
Okay, so the factor was the mailman.
Oui.
And he didn't want to go in.
No wonder.
Yeah, there was a bitey dog.
Did you hear that? Must have been a German Shepherd or something.
It didn't sound like a friendly dog.
No.
All right, let's take a look at this dialogue. So the first line is, who is there?
Qui est là?
Qui est là? Now, the French translates exactly into English, right? Who is there? What's our word for who?
Qui?
Qui. Okay, qui is who.
That's right, yeah.
Well, there's nothing more to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the verb is the verb être, right? The verb to be. And we have it in the third person singular. So,
est.
Est. So we say, who is?
Qui est?
Qui est? And then the word for there.
Là.
Là. Là means there.
That's right.
Okay, so who's there?
Qui est là?
Qui est là? Couldn't be easier. And the answer from the other side of the door is, it's the mailman.
C'est le facteur.
Okay, there's our key word, right?
Facteur, oui.
Facteur. And when we say le facteur, what do we mean by that? Le.
Yeah, so it's the determiner.
Mm-hmm.
The article.
Okay. So the mailman.
Oui, le facteur.
All right, and when we want to say it's the mailman.
C'est le facteur.
C'est le facteur. Okay, c'est is a little contraction of the word ce and est, which we already learned in the first line, right? So c'est le facteur. It's the mailman. And of course, he yelled to the mailman, come on in.
Entrez.
Entrez. Now that's the verb entrer. It sounds the same, but I don't know. I'm thinking of the spelling in my head. The verb is entrer, and the command is entrer.
Yeah, exactly the same pronunciation.
Okay, and we want to say it's open. Now we already know how to say it's.
C'est.
C'est. Okay, now how do we say open?
Ouvert.
Ouvert. Okay, that means open.
Oui.
Okay, let's put it together. Come on in, it's open.
Entrez, c'est ouvert.
All right, and now we hear an intimidating dog.
Woof, woof, woof.
And the mailman thinks maybe he's not going to come in. So he says, I am going to come back later.
Je vais revenir plus tard.
Okay, why don't we start at the end of this sentence with the word for later? Actually, it's 2 words in French, right?
Yeah, plus tard.
Plus tard. Tard. Okay, now the word for late is
tard.
Tard. And when you want to make it later,
plus tard.
Plus tard. Literally, this is more late.
Oui.
Okay, later. So he says he's going to come back later. Now, what's our verb to come back?
Revenir.
Revenir. Okay, revenir, to come back. That's the infinitive form, the dictionary form. All right? Now he says, I am going to come back later. So we need that little I'm gonna part. I'm going to.
Je vais.
Now, that's the verb aller.
Oui.
Okay, and aller usually means to go, but when you conjugate it with je and then put it together with an infinitive, all together, it means I'm gonna go.
Je vais revenir.
Okay. Now, Namui, can you tell us what that form of aller is in the first person?
Je vais.
Je vais. Okay, now the je means I.
Oui.
Okay, let's put it all together. I'll come back later.
Je vais revenir plus tard.
Okay, he's a little intimidated.
Think so.
Okay, shall we listen to the dialogue 3 more times?
Oui.
Dialogue, first time.
Qui est là?
C'est le facteur.
Entrez, c'est ouvert.
Je vais revenir plus tard.
Dialogue, second time.
Qui est là?
C'est le facteur.
Entrez, c'est ouvert.
Je vais revenir plus tard.
Dialogue, third time.
Qui est là?
C'est le facteur.
Entrez, c'est ouvert.
Je vais revenir plus tard.
All right, we're back, Emily. Do you like dogs? Are you a dog person?
I love them, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you scared of big dogs?
Well, a little bit, you know.
If they're barking at you.
Yeah.
Especially if they're hiding behind a door and you can't even see them.
That's... Yeah. It depends on the attitude, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have like a big dog who looks like a big teddy bear.
Right, that's true.
And those are nice. You know, they don't bark. Although small ones, sometimes, all they do is like barking at you. Like,
oh, yeah. Those are not pleasant.
Yeah. No, I don't like those ones. No.
No. Okay.
And his dialogue is funny. It reminds me because a friend of mine with whom I used to live with, his dog was exactly the same. I know it's a legend a little bit, you know, the dog's biting, trying to bite the mailman, the postman. Yeah. But honestly, JP, I've experienced it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every time the mailman, even when the mailman was going up the stairs, the dog knew it was the mailman.
Oh, yeah. The dog went nuts, right?
Yeah. It was waiting behind the door, was waiting for the mailman to put his hands into the mailbox and trying to get him. Honestly.
Now, dog. Dogs know, right? Dogs know by the sound. Somehow they know.
I think so. I mean, I didn't believe in that before.
Mm-hmm.
But now I believe in it because I saw it.
Right. Now, dogs know who's behind the door before, you know, before they see them. But for people, we have to ask, right?
Yeah, you need to say, qui est là?
Qui est là? All right. Now, folks, this is our French pod challenge. So if you take anything from this lesson, I want you to take qui est là, all right? And anytime during your day, if you don't know who's there, you can say this challenge.
Qui est là?
Qui est là?
Exactly.
All right, folks. Well, if you have any questions or any comments or any suggestions for us, please leave them on the discussion page of this lesson, and you'll find this lesson at FrenchPod.com. For now, it's time to go. À la prochaine.
Salut.